Yeah. Wheeler's good. He feels better than he did prior to the Chicago game, so that's fine. Evander Kane has had an infection set in on that hand last night at very, very late. It ballooned up. So he had his injury on the 7th, I believe, and they do all the things that they know they have to do with those things. They antibiotics, and they don't put his hand in a glove close to. They don't put his hand in a glove until it's healed, it was closed, and then you keep your fingers crossed. And unfortunately, it didn't go. So he's going to be taken care of this afternoon, but he will not play prior to the Olympic break. Yeah, these things, we play with Adam Burt. I mean, he went through that with his back. I don't know what more that is they're gonna do. You do it, and then you just pray that it gets taken care of, because there's nothing you can do about it. You're just hopeful. So it's a real unfortunate setback for him. For our team, but certainly for him, because it was, I liked the way he was coming and going, and we're going to miss him.
What's the hard part about that?
Not trying to go from 3 to 7 wins in one game. But there's some truth to that, you know. I always kind of felt, and unfortunately I don't have 15 or 27 game winning streaks that I can experience, I can draw on, but if you thought you'd earned them, and you thought the reasons that you're won were in the structure, the compete level, and not in our goalie got blistering hot for 7 games, or one guy was banging in 3 a night, if it was team-based, that you accepted it as, and what you're trying to get is the feeling that that's a normal course of business for us. We played well, we won, we deserve to win, we move on to the next game. But, you know, I was saying, don't get too far ahead of yourself. That, I mean, that's our challenge here tonight. Like, a great, exciting game, Toronto, home to us. You know, it's a big night, Saturday night, Canadian team, everybody who's great. Into Chicago, just such a wild game. That somehow you forget exactly what those games look like. You know, Hossa coming down the pipe. You know, you forget that, but you remember big win in Chicago. Oh, we're flying now. And then you get 10 minutes into this game, and it's a filthy grind, which is exactly what's going to happen in here tonight. And somehow you don't like that. So our challenge is, you know, get into the mud first. Jimmy's on the progression that he was. Our expectation is we're hopeful that after the Olympic break, he's back as a player for us. We threw him a bone here today, like he was fine to go out on the ice, but he's been absolutely dying to get out on the ice with the guys. And sometimes it's a perfect time to do it in a morning skate. He feels like he's a hockey player again and part of the team, but nothing's changed in his course of healing. What we thought before is still the same.
Did you watch a lot of Seth Jones before you
got here? A bit, but I wouldn't say that I know him extremely well as a player, to be honest with you.
You're saying those infections, they're very, very dangerous.
Yeah, and
not just for your hand, right? Like
for your health. Right.
It
was Adam Burt, I believe, and Stu could probably bring you up to speed a little more on that, but it was a back injury that had surgery on his lower back that it had healed as far as the incision and everything, and then it was like 6 or 7 weeks later. And I don't know that I got my facts right, because he was gone to it might have been Atlanta at the time.
Yeah.
And then he was in, from my understanding, very serious trouble with it and survived, thankfully, and everything was good. But those things scare the heck out of you.
Any thoughts on this day in hockey, the Bell Let's Talk, and everything that the talk about depression and how hockey's trying to forward and that cause? You know, there's been a bunch of guys, including one of Rick Rippon, who played for the side by the Winnipeg Jets. A lot of guys have been affected by this.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the subject?
I think it's wonderful. Just as a side, and my daughter went to a function in Columbus for Darren, and it was jam packed. I mean, the place was absolutely raised a tremendous amount of money. But correct, yes, correct. Do it for Darren, I believe, is the name, the slogan of the program. I think any time pro sports, certainly hockey, male dominated, masculine, macho sports can reach out to areas in everyone's lives, normal, everyday people, professional athletes, and show it's not a weakness, an awareness of the frailties of all people. I think that takes pressure and opens doors for people to talk. I think he can say now that we have a responsibility to do it. It's in our sport, because our sport's made of human beings. And when they see someone who's played professional sports, especially the physical role players, when they open up and talk about that, it makes it okay, especially for young people that are looking for a role model, and that role model is not their parents anymore. I've gone through it. When they're looking for somebody from the outside to show them, and they can say, hey, this is something that needs to be looked at, and you can ask for help, and it doesn't mean you're weak. It means you have the strength to ask for help. I think that's a great role, and one of the fine things and important things you do is in pro sports.